from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Continue our AFC East preview. Three teams in this division, all with about 10.5, 9.5 over under win totals. Actually, let me double check this. Hot route. The Bills are the only team with a 10.5 over under win total, but the Dolphins and Jets both at 9.5. Again, as far as divisions go, and their odds also to win the division, I mean, the Bills are plus 165, 175 at some places. The Jets plus 170, plus 185 at some places. And then the Dolphins at plus 220, plus 210. I mean, all those really jam-packed right at the top. Very close odds to win the division. I don't think so far from doing these divisional previews, I have seen a division in three teams that close to each other as far as odds to win the division.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? It used to be we knew who was going to win the division. It was going to be the Patriots, and then everybody else is battling for second place.
But I'm on this page, VegasInsider.com, and the Bills, they've won the division the last 4 years. But from 2003 to 2019, I mean, we all lived through it. Every single year except 2008, the Patriots won.
That was the Jets in 2008, right?
It was the Dolphins.
Okay.
I remember that year. 2008, I want to believe that was the Brady injury year. No. He tore his knee.
Yeah, that was the injury year.
Dolphins.
Yeah, that was the injury year.
Jay Fiedler still their quarterback in 08?
That might have been a Matt Moore year.
Matt Moore, yeah. That makes more sense.
I do remember also a year of Chad Pennington.
Oh, yes, he left the Jets, and they thought he was going to save them for a couple
They went to the playoffs 1 year with Chad Pennington and then got absolutely boat raced by the Ravens game.
Remember what Joe Namath said about Chad Pennington? He's a passer, not a thrower, and I want to kiss you, Susie Colbert.
No, I want to kiss you. God.
Well, and to his credit, I believe he has said that caused him to stop drinking because he looked and was embarrassed. But I'm sorry. One of the funniest clips of all time in sports
100%.
Ever.
So, the Jets, I mean, listen, it was last year and it's this year too. The entire season for the Jets lies on the arm, shoulders, or the Achilles of Aaron Rodgers. He stays healthy, that team has a chance. Now, granted, even if he stays healthy, how old is he now? 39, 40?
I think he's about 40.
Has he eclipsed the 40 mark?
41.
We've seen Father Time come for quarterbacks. We've seen Father Time come for quarterbacks that used to be a Packer and then played for the New York Jets, a la Brett Favre. I mean, even with Aaron Rodgers playing a full 17-game season, what the Jets are going to look like, it will be very interesting. They have some good weapons. They got Mike Williams from the Chargers at wide receiver. They have Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall as their running back. And then they went and got the kid out of Wisconsin, Braylon Allen, at running back that will back him up. So I do like their pieces offensively. But again, it lives and dies with the health and performance of Aaron Rodgers, full stop.
Man, I don't know what else to say. They go as far as Aaron Rodgers will take them. You know, you have a good team in place. You have, you know, good corners, or at least will run really good corner. You have a good receiver, at least one of those. So I think in every position, you've got one of every skill position that should make it pretty, not pretty easy, but, you know, a little easier for Aaron Rodgers to do his thing if he can stay upright. The first game of their season is against San Francisco, at San Francisco. I think most of us expect San Francisco to win that game.
Is that like a Sunday night game?
That is a Monday night game. Yeah, that is a
Monday night game. I was going to say, I would expect, yeah, first game back for Aaron Rodgers, the 49ers, that's a big matchup
there. Yeah, that's a big game. But, you know, after that, they have a pretty, what I think a lot of people would consider a pretty winnable schedule. You know, after that, they've got Tennessee. I think most of us expect them to beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
They've got New England. I think we all expect them to beat New England. They've got Denver, which we're still not really sure.
Wow, those three right off the
bat. Right off the bat. And then Minnesota, you know. And so,
my God.
So they have an opportunity
literally,
to start.
I think those are three, the four teams with, Minnesota might not be, but as far as win totals go,
yeah.
I know Denver, the Patriots, obviously, and the Titans, those three are near the bottom. The Vikings are somewhere near the bottom, but yeah. My God.
So they're expected to win 11 games, and it's, you know, and after that they play Buffalo, but then they go right to Pittsburgh, and then they play New England again. So they have an opportunity to really start the season on a high note, you know, outside of that first game. And if they can go ahead and get that first game against
San
Francisco.
That'd be wild, yeah.
I mean,
is that in San Francisco?
That is in San Francisco. Okay. So, and a lot of those games, though, they have four games in a row that are at home, you know, against the Pats, the Broncos, the Vikings, and the Bills. All those games are home games. So they have an opportunity to really start the season on a high note. And if they can do that, you know, it's pretty much easy sailing for them for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I had not looked at their schedule yet, but yeah, just those four games to start the year after the 49ers matchup. I mean, again, NFL football, anything can happen. One of those teams comes through and upsets them. But, yeah, you couldn't ask for, as far as New York Jets fan. And it's all about momentum in the season, too. You take the season in, you know, quadrants and fourths, you know, and thirds. And if you're able to come out of the first 5 weeks 4-1, I mean, they'll take that any day of the
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely they will. So.
Looking at the other two teams in this division, I mean, the Bills and the Dolphins, those were the two teams that were fighting for the division title last year, the last week of the season. The Dolphins, it's very interesting because they had a great year last year until things kind of fell apart at the end, and they lost the division in the last couple weeks. They lost it in the last week of the season against the Bills. They had some injuries pile up on defense, and then they had to go and play in negative 20 degree weather in Kansas City in the playoff game and got exposed in that one. But now you're coming through into this season with a much, much, much more richer Tua Tagovailoa.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And there's part of me that it's like with these quarterbacks getting these contracts, it's like in football, it's much different than basketball. Like basketball, some guys get paid and it's just like they get their paycheck and they check out. Mm-hmm. Football, you can't really have a lot of these guys don't have that mentality because it is such a brutal, physical,
you can't check
violent
out in football.
Sport. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the guaranteed money's a lot less in the NFL, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But still, as a NFL quarterback, your guaranteed money, I mean, Tua, I don't know what his guaranteed money was, but I mean, you're probably looking at 150. 160
yeah,
mil, something like that.
They can get out of it kind of like the Geno Smith deal with the Seahawks in year four.
Yeah, so your expectations as a Dolphins fan, as a fan base, as a franchise, once you pay your guy, I mean, and he had a great year last year, one of his best years, and you were just hoping that he stayed upright for the full 17 games. That was like, check this box first for Tua, and he did. And then once you have those weapons like Tyreek Hill, like Jaylen Waddle, Devin Achane, I mean, like, they have this offense ready to go, and with Mike McDaniels as the head coach, so you expect a lot of the same this year. It's just a matter of, can they make up for how they finish on the defensive end? Can they stay healthy? But again, just like Trevor Lawrence, just like Jordan Love, when you're paying these guys as much as you're going to, you're expecting a championship. You're expecting to compete for the top of not just the division, but the NFL. And so all eyes are on Tua this year. It's like, all right, you need to improve. We're giving you this money not because of what you've done, but because what we expect you to do.
No, and then when you buy, talking about a Jalen Wright, and you're talking about those two receivers you just mentioned, and Jalen Waddle and Tariq Hill, like, you're talking arguably the best offense in football, potentially, you know. And so you've got probably the best receiving core in football based on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. There's no reason that the Dolphins shouldn't be competing for not just the top of the AFC East, but potentially for the top of the AFC. You know, they should be right there in that mix with everybody else. If they can keep Tua healthy, meaning out of concussion protocols and on the field, then I see no reason. And then you look at their schedule, and if you thought that, you know, the Bills, we're just talking about the, not the Bills, but
Jets.
The Jets had a pretty good schedule. Like, they play Jacksonville, Buffalo, Seattle, Tennessee, New England, Indianapolis, Arizona. So those first few games of the season for them, you know, are some of them kind of considered warm-up games for them, just based on who they are and based on who they're playing. I expect a whole lot from this Dolphins team, and if they can hold on at the end, I think they're going to be one of those teams that's competing with Kansas City to be the top of the AFC.
And Vancouver Ford text line, they do bring up a good point about the Dolphins. The Dolphins weren't great. They were good. They really struggle against good opponents. And, yeah, that was true. They were kind of like the Cowboys of the AFC last year, where they played very well against bad teams. I mean, we remember that game against the Broncos last year when they put up like 60 points or whatever it was against them. Or was it a 70-piece? Did they put up a 70-piece on
was
the Broncos?
It 70?
I'm trying to remember, because I remember it was a damn embarrassing game. And the Dolphins had, like, it was a 70-piece. Yeah, it was 70-20 that final last year. So, yeah, I mean, that texter is absolutely right on the Vancouver Ford text line that they beat up on bad teams, and then when they played good opponents, they struggled. So it's a matter of if they can separate themselves from some of the teams in the AFC that are better than them as far as last year goes. Looking at the Dolphins' schedule, I want to get that pulled up. Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
How many, like, top tier AFC teams are they playing this year? Actually, just top tier teams in general, like AFC
tier
and NFC. Yeah,
so
like
they've got
teams
Buffalo
that we
week
expect
two
to contend for a championship.
They've got Buffalo week two.
So yeah, they'll get Buffalo twice.
They got the Jets,
Jets twice,
week 14,
Bills twice.
They've got Houston and San Francisco week 15 and 16.
And they'll get the Packers, too.
After that, Packers, you consider the Packers a Super Bowl contending team?
Again, as I mentioned, with these contracts that the quarterbacks are getting, like when you pay Jordan Love that much, and after what they did last year, beating the Cowboys like they did and taking the 49ers up until the last snap, the final minutes of the game in the divisional round last year, there's no reason why the Packers should not think that they are competing as one of the best teams in the NFL.
I kind
of
think
the Lions might have something
back
to say about it, but I mean, again, when you have the season that you just did, the goal is not to be like, hey, let's just do that again. It's like, no, let's get better. Let's win that divisional round. Let's get to the conference championship. Let's win a Super, like, again, you're paying Jordan Love the amount. It's be like, hey, dude, take us to this promised land.
Yeah, I kind of feel like of all the teams that made the playoffs last year, I think the Packers would be the ones that probably take the biggest step backward. You look at Houston and they add a Stephon Diggs. Like, I mean, ooh, that kind of changes their, you know, their trajectory. I don't know if Green Bay really made any additions like that that says that, man, they're going to be
Josh Jacobs
amazing
at running back.
Josh Jacobs was
I like
big
that
Josh
move for
Jacobs
them
was a big move, but was it big enough for them to really be a Super Bowl contender? So we'll go ahead and put them in there. So if we are going to put Green Bay in there, that means they've got the two division games against both the Bills
and
the
Jets.
Yeah. They've got Houston, San Francisco, Green Bay.
So they got seven games right there where they're going to have to prove themselves.
Yeah.
Like, and win the majority of those.
Yeah.
Because, as the texter pointed out, their biggest flaw last year was losing against really good teams.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!